My name is Rabbi David Pardo, and this is Mishnah Taharot. Today we return to chapter number 5, Mishnah number 5. For those of you who have any kind of background in Yoredeya, you'll know that the Mishnayot that we did yesterday and the Mishnah we are doing today are the locus classicus for, or a locus classicus for dealing with cases of uncertainty in general. So when you're going to jump over to things having to do with food and things that happen in the kitchen, a lot of attention is paid to the conclusions in these Mishnayot. We're not going to go very in-depth, but that's not the purpose of this year. But just know that you can really extract a lot of worlds of lamdas from yesterday's Mishnayot and today's Mishnayot. Again, back to our two paths, Shnei Shvilim, Echad Tameh, Echad Tahor. One is Tameh, one is Tahor, one has a body buried along the way, one does not. Halach b'echad mehen v'asa teharot. You walk down one of them, sounds familiar, and at the end, you make some delicious pies for your friend, shuma pies. Uva chavero, oh, this one's different. Your friend comes, v'halach b'sheni v'asa teharot, and he walks down the other path. This isn't a case where one person's walking down both paths at different times. Rather, two people are walking down the two separate paths at the same time, and both of them at the end will make truma pies. And the question is, what is the status of your pie? What's the status of his pie? What is the status of both your pies? Ready? Rabbi Huda Omer. Each of you went and went to your local Orthodox rabbi and asked the shayla tehorin. So both rabbis would tell each individual that they are tahor. If both fellows went to one rabbi, then that rabbi must say tame. Both are tame. Follow? If they go individually, then each one in and of himself is going to be considered tahor, but if they were to together go ask a rabbi, then we would paskin tame. That was Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Rabbi Yossi Amer bein kach bein kach tmeim. What does Rabbi Yossi mean? So according to Bar Nura, that they both agree in a situation where each guy goes individually. They both agree in a situation where they go together. Rabbi Yossi disagrees in a situation where I go and ask about myself and my friend, or my friend goes and asks about himself and me. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he views that situation as being more similar to asking one after the other, in which case both are ruled pure. Rabbi Yossi views that particular situation as though they are asking together and being ruled, and then we would rule subsequently impure. And the halacha in this situation follows Rabbi Yossi. So that is to say that if you go individually, tahor. If you go together, tameh. If you go by yourself and ask about you and your friend, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that the rabbi would say tameh to both. Mission number 6, similar situation, actually almost identical. And again, like we did, like what happened to us yesterday, we went from a case of shvilim to a case of things that you touch. Here we're going from shvilim to two loaves. And the apparent upshot, because we'll go through the Mishnah together, but through the Mishnah together, but the apparent upshot, just so you know up front, is that we deal with the uncertain impurity in foods just the same way that we do when it comes to people on paths. So not much is going to be different here. Shnei kikarim, two loaves of bread, echad tameh v'echad tahor. One is pure, one is impure. This isn't truma, by the way. Achal et echad mehem v'asa teharot. So you ate one of them, and so, therefore, if you ate the tameh one, you are now impure. If you ate the tahor one, you are just fine. And after you ate this piece of bread, this uncertain piece of bread, you then made teharot, you then made prepared truma. And your friend came and ate the other piece of bread. So one and made taharot, made truma pies for all your friends. So again, one of you ate the tameh loaf. It's not clear who ate the tameh loaf, and therefore whose truma pies are in fact tameh. Rabbi Huda Omer, says, if each guy went and asked on his own, so then they're tahor. If they went together and asked, they are tamei. Rabbi Yosei Amer ben kach ben kach tameim. Rabbi Yosei differs with Rabbi Yehuda on a case where you go and you ask about yourself and your friend. Rabbi Yehuda would tell you that that situation we consider you to be tahor, because it is more akin to you guys going separately. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, this situation is much more like two people going together. And Tame and the Halakha follows Rabbi Yosef. That's it for today. Looking forward to joining in learning with you tomorrow.